the radio buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. At least 45 people are dead after a series of deadly storms battered the South. Dave Schrader, spokesman with the Red Cross, spent some time this morning with Forrest at WERC in Birmingham, Alabama. Dave, what can people do to help at this point?
Go to redcross.org. Donations are really the best thing people can do. Redcross.org, there's a place to donate there. You can text a $10 donation to Red Cross at 90999. Or they can just call 1-800-RED-CROSS. The money will go to help folks who've been, help Red Cross help people who've been hurt and were affected by disasters.
62 tornadoes were reported in just North Carolina alone, with more than 240 tornadoes in total being reported as the storm system left a devastating path from Oklahoma to Virginia and the Carolinas. As we buzz on, the Treasury Department on the defensive about the country's financial outlook. This following Standard & Poor's rating service putting America on notice about the risk posed by the growing deficit, warning that S&P may be compelled to lower the country's rating if Congress can't reach a budget deal.
Nicole Jelinas joins us. She's a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. She also contributes to the City Journal with the song Kogo. Let me ask you a question. When you heard Standard & Poor's rating service, there's two reactions. One was, oh my God. The other was good, because we need a wake-up call. Are you in the latter there?
That was Chip Franklin from affiliate Kogo in San Diego, California.
First of all, you're right that we do need a wake-up call, but I'm not sure that this, you know, it's hard for people to say, oh, S&P says we should, do particular things, because they've got a long history of rating state and local debt, and when they do, they are just as satisfied with tax increases as they are with spending cuts.
The administration yesterday disputed the warning from S&P, saying that congressional negotiators are indeed ready to bridge their differences. I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.